Welcome to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today we're interviewing Mr. Frank Ratzlaff. He is with the band Dixon Road. He is the vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter. So, Frank Ratzlaff of the band
Dixon Road, great Canadian band. The band is located based in BC, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, good. How long has the band been in operation?
For probably about 8 years now.
Okay, 8 years. How did you get started?
I got started in the band or just playing music?
Playing music. Let's start with that.
While playing music, I was forced to take guitar lessons when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it most of the time. And then all of a sudden I started to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It just grew into having a few opportunities to play at church events when I was growing up.
Okay.
And then later in high school, became a member of a high school band.
Mm-hmm.
And always just did it more for the fun of it. I never really thought about taking music seriously as a career.
Okay.
And that's kind of how it got started, but always had that love or need to play music and to also write music. So.
Okay, good. So you are the vocalist, the guitarist, and the songwriter. Were you always interested in country music?
I've always been interested in country music.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I originally started out being very interested in country music, and then obviously during the teen years gravitated more towards what we now call classic rock.
Okay.
When I was a teenager, it was just called rock.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm becoming classic myself in some ways. But no, I've always really loved, especially being a guitar player, I've always been influenced by great guitar players. Although I'm a rhythm guitar player by trade, but I've always liked guys like Roy Clark and Chet Atkins, and now with the music, the way I see it anyways, I feel that country music has basically taken a lesson from a lot of the old rock guitar players. I think country music today is much more guitar driven than some of the new rock music is, with guys like Keith Urban and Brad Paisley.
Okay, great. And again, we're CJ and Coon. We're talking with Frank Ratzlaff today from the great Canadian country band, Dixon Road. And you are based again in the Fraser Valley in BC. Now, I've read that your particular sound of country music is like a retro rock and a modern country rock. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say that it would be called new country.
New country, yeah.
Yeah, when the band started, we were a little more rocky than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we've done is kind of gravitated more towards true new country than our early roots. When you start out, you kind of get your feet wet and try a few different styles to see what fits you best.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my music writing goes, I tend to write at home with my acoustic guitar in my living room.
Okay.
And so my writing gravitates more towards country than it does. I think it's easier to write rock songs within a rock setting, and it's easier to write country music by yourself.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Do you have any particular inspiration for your songs?
Inspiration I take from, I guess, things that happen in my own life, as well as other people's lives that affect me or have affected me.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as styles go, I mean, you've heard it before, groups like the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Going way back, I mean, I remember watching the Glenn Campbell show on TV and really loving what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And, as far as influences go, I do still like guys like John Mellencamp and kind of Leonard Skinner type of music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's reflected in some of the music that we're doing right now.
Okay, great. And we're playing your single right now, Long Ride. What influenced that song?
You know, I don't know if it was really an influence more than it was just a guitar hook that got into my head one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to write a straight-ahead, good country song, and I think we nailed it.
The song's doing great here, and I imagine it is on a lot of the other stations across Canada.
Well, we're being pleasantly surprised. I mean, to be quite honest, I never had the initial goal to go after getting into country music full-time or even getting radio play.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of years back, we made our original CD.
Mm-hmm. And that was Listen, I believe?
It was called Listen.
Right,
and it was,
okay.
It was, was never intended to go to radio at all. It was something that we just wanted to sell at places that we played, because there's always a few people that want to buy your music. And what happened was, is a good high school friend of mine decided to take the CD to a radio station out here in the west in Penticton, B.C., Giant FM, and basically went in and convinced the program director there to have a listen to it, and they decided to release one of the songs without me even knowing from that album. That song was called Diamond Ring.
Okay.
And what we're planning on doing with that song, it's a really good song, but I want to go back and re-record that in the next couple months and release it, and hopefully you guys will get a copy at that point, too.
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
But what it did is, as you can appreciate, I think as artists, a lot of times we beat ourselves up. As far as I've never thought that my music would ever be good enough to get on the radio, because you always are encouraged by friends and family that always tell you that you're great.
Right.
But
there
was always something inside of me that always questioned whether it would be good enough to go to radio. And I guess what happened was, is when I did get myself to listen to a song that I recorded and decided to play it without me even talking to him about it, it gave me a little bit of a boost of confidence to pull a few more songs out of my bag that I've written that I thought I could give a try. And that's since that point, I guess we've decided to take things a little more seriously and see what we can do with it. And so far, Long Ride has been picked up by quite a few stations so far. I'm pretty happy about that.
Now, that's great. Now, there's five members in the band, right?
There's five right now. Okay. We're working on a sixth member right now, and possibly a seventh. We're adding a keyboard player as well as a fiddle player. So there'll be a big bunch of us up there pretty quick.
Okay. Are they all male, or is one female?
Yeah, my sister sings backup vocals.
Okay.
Her name is Julie, and she's the only female in the band. The other guys are all guys.
Okay.
And, with a lot of talent in the group as well.
Good.
Depending on what your rock knowledge is like, my lead guitar player is a guy by the name of Laurie Hooper, who used to be the lead guitar player for a rock band called Harlequin.
Okay.
Years ago, that had a quite a well-known song called Innocence. He's kind of acting as the music director of the band. He's got he's cut his teeth years ago, and he's really good at arranging some of the stuff that I've written. So it's a real pleasure to have him along with us, and I think he's definitely one of the main keys to getting us to that next level.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like it's a great group to work with. And
it's a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I also read that you were nominated in the Cameo Original Band of the Year. You're up for the Cameo Original Band of the Year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Okay, and you were honored for the second year, too? So that was 2 years in a row?
2 years in a row, yeah.
Okay, that's
nice. The first
nice.
Year, we didn't win either year, but it's nice to be nominated.
It certainly is, and
we
it's quite an
there.
Honor. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the first year we were nominated as original band, and the second year, actually, last year we got nominated for original band, and I also got a nomination for songwriter as well as male vocalist as well. So
great.
So that was nice. Yeah.
Good.
That was a lot of fun. We had a chance to play at the award show and play in front of a bunch of people that normally might not get a chance to see us. So that was a great opportunity for us last year.
Good, good. Now, see, what are your plans for this summer? A lot of touring or anything else in special? Or?
Yeah, well, we're starting out with we're starting early, I guess. This Saturday night, we've already got a chance to open for a young guy by the name of Shane Yellowbird, you might have heard
of.
Oh,
yes, okay.
He's got the song called Pickup Truck that did very well last year. I think he won some sort of a Horizon Award from the CCMAs last year.
Okay, good.
We're opening his show this Saturday night, just a couple of days from now, out here in Chilliwack. From that point, we've got a couple of other local events that are coming up in the spring, and then this summer we're hoping to do a small amount of touring in Alberta. We're firming things up, hopefully, with playing up at Camrose for the festival they have up there.
Okay.
And we don't have a confirmation yet, but it's looking pretty good for us to possibly play up at the Calgary Stampede as well.
Oh, that's
nice. And
then
we want to fill in a couple of smaller events around that, so... We're really hoping to see how well we do in certain areas that have picked up Long Ride as a single on the radio, and if we get good response from local audiences, then we're hoping to plan some of our touring around some of the warmer spots where people might have had a chance to hear us on the radio. So,
oh, that's great. Sounds
so
like
if you get your listeners to get us to get us in the top 10 out there, we might have an excuse to make a longer trip.
Well, we really try. Now, if somebody wants to purchase your music or learn more about you, do you have a website, Frank?
Yeah, you just have to go to dixonroad.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember, dixonroad.com. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Good. Anything else you wanted to mention about yourself, your band, or your music, Frank?
Well, I'm just more thrilled to have you guys interested enough, first of all, to pick up Long Ride and be playing it. Like I said, I never thought I'd ever be in a position where I'd be sending my songs to radio to begin with, so this is all a pretty pleasant surprise to me, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, we're thankful, too. Yeah.
I really appreciate stations like yourselves that are willing to play some Canadian artists. It's tough out there. There's only so many spots, as we know, and there's lots of great Nashville acts that eat up a lot of the space on the airwaves that are deserving as well. I mean, I'm in a group of people that I still feel that I'm very honored to be getting some airplay. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, thank you. And we certainly love promoting the Canadian artist. A lot of great talent across Canada, and we're very pleased to get it out there to everybody. Okay, well, thank you very much, Frank, and all the best of luck in your music.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank
you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Next up, we're going to hear Long Ride by the great Canadian band called Dixon Road.
Eyes, he saw her face, he realized she's gone. There was nothing any man could do, but there was something that would get him through this time. Long ride. Looking back, he'd remember when the sun came up on the back of him. Long ride. Settle down, putting down roots in a one-horse town like this. Gonna ride like the wind, head out and back again. Gonna drive this herd and get it there on time. And you can win them all with your back up against the wall. Somebody gonna take the fall this time. Head out and back again. Gonna drive this herd and get it there on time. And you can win them all with your back up against the wall. Is somebody gonna take the fall this time? Gonna ride like the wind. Head out and back again. Gonna drive this herd and get it there on time. Somebody gonna take the fall this time. Long ride. Long ride. Last night when he closed his eyes, he saw her face, he realized she's gone.